You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Goram Park. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, very well, thank you. Yes, in good form, actually.
Good man. We're going to look at the card at Goram today, Andy, racing on the flat. And an interesting little subplot there as well, isn't it, with Joseph O'Brien's first run as a trainer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, officially anyway. I mean, Aidan's been... running a satellite yard of his own yard for quite a while now, and we know all the successes of the Ivanis Gorbachevs of this world and one or two two-year-olds, Lundy, etc., that it's very much in full swing there. Yeah, but given how Aidan has started, Joseph has started, then things look really rosy on that particular front.
What about the card as a whole, Andy? You got plenty of opinion there?
I have, actually, yeah. There's a couple of horses that I'm really quite looking forward to seeing running this afternoon. Particularly one in the first. There's a nice horse that runs in the 405, and my strongest view on the card comes in the next. So there's at least three or four bets we're going to be having here today.
Good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 205. We start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 7 furlongs. The market headed this morning by Justice Frederick, officially Joseph O'Brien's first runner under his new licence. 10 to 11 at the top of the market. Leo Minor, 11 to 4, just happens to be trained by his dad, Aidan O'Brien. 9 to 2, Cozy Club, bit of support from 11 to 2 for that one. All Crazy Now, 10s, 50s or bigger for the rest. First runner with his own licence. His dad's got one in there to take him on.
Yeah, you couldn't make it up, could you, really? It's a bit of an oddity, really, in many respects. Obviously, they would have had words across the garden fence, so to speak, of who's going to run what. And they've both decided to come here. It's a meeting, or it's a track anyway, that Aidan has done really well over the past. He does like to run some of his nicer two-year-olds at Garran, particularly as they run one of the first, or several of the first, 7 furlong races of the year. And this Leo Minor... By Warfront, of course, he had a Warfront that won at Leopardstown the other evening. He's obviously going to be expected to do as well as several of the siblings from that particular yard, and he's obviously, of course, related to the useful mile-and-a-half horse Paul Maher, Derby winner of many years ago. But on this occasion, I think it might just well be that experience gains the day, and I'll go with Joseph to make a sparkling start, technically, under his new guise. This one showed plenty of promise on his debut at Tipperary the other day. Although he's only third of seven behind Pedestal, I thought he actually showed like the most promising horse in that race. He certainly gave out the impression that he definitely wanted further than that sharp 5 furlongs he encountered on that occasion. And he was given quite an easy time as well by Donica in the latter stages. Just educated him through the race, worked his way into it without being unduly punished. And I think that kindness that he showed on that occasion should reap benefits this afternoon. He's a bit of a short price, but I think deservedly so. And hopefully Justice Frederick can get Joseph off to an absolute flyer.
Justice Frederick, the selection for Andy then in the first. The second race is the 235. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. And 5-2 joint favourites this morning, Colour Blue and Reckless Endeavour. 5-1 for Eastern Rules, Zolti Sixers, 8 for Bubbly Bellini. 10-1 Shepherd's Purse. Here's Our Music is, He's Our Music rather, is 16-1. And number 8, Great Wide Open, is a non-runner. So unfortunately down to a field of 7 in the second, Andy. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, quite a choppy little event here. We've got a couple of horses in the shape of Reckless Endeavour and Colour Blue who come here off the back of good runs over this course and distance the last day. My slight preference is for Willie McCreary's Colour Blue, who, albeit she's not a very, very big mare, what she lacks in stature, she certainly lacks up with heart and guts and bravery, as she's shown on many occasions in the past. And this could well be her turn today. She does quite like small fields. As she's proven with a small field in the past. But that was a good run first time out off the back of a 203-day break. She finished second to Champagne and Water in what was a very strongly run handicap. It contained a lot of informed horses, such as the winner, who's gone on to run well subsequently. Penny Pepper, who was in third, had been running really well in the early part of the season. I mean, the likes of Callin Moore and Shrito and Banya, well beaten in behind. Like I say, that form looks a fairly solid one. If it comes a tactical event as well, she's quite flexible with regards to tactics. She's made the running before and she's also been ridden handy. So although Reckless Endeavour is the logical danger on all-known form with his win here last time out, I'd still prefer William McCreary's Colour Blue, who is a very, very tenacious mare.
Colour Blue for Andy then in the second race. The 305 is race number 3 on the card. This is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. Popular favourite this morning in the shape of Arborfield, who's 9-2 into 7-2. 5-1 for Gembat. Full shilling is 6-1. It's 13-2 for Armenic Iniko. 10-1 Dorset Beach. 12s for Belletza Oscura and Badger Daily. Ratil also 12-1 as well. 14s or bigger for the rest. Big field here, Andy. 16 of them to go to post for the 305. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, I mean, Arborfield is the one that a lot of punters will be concentrating on here following his win on the Ulwer the last time. And the time figure was pretty good for the grade as well, so it wouldn't surprise me if he translates that form on the artificial surfaces to the turf. But if he doesn't, and there could well be you know, a little bit of an unknown quantity on that ground, then he might not perform to scratch. And if he doesn't, then I think Badger Daly's an interesting runner here. Now, his form figures don't look all that encouraging of late, but it's been the case before with this gelding, and it wouldn't surprise me now he's coming back to the track where he's won against the grain here before, that if he does it again, because if you go back to 2014 off a 67 day break, obviously goes well fresh, he managed to win here in pretty impressive fashion in an apprentice handicap, making all the running, exactly the same thing here towards the back end of last season in October, when he was well beaten the time before at the Curra, and yet he shipped up here, absolutely blasted out the stalls, never ever looked like getting caught, and he won by 4 3/4 lengths. I mean, his last two runs have just been a non-entity really at Dundalk, and he obviously comes here off a break, but as I said before, he does go well off a break, but more importantly he comes here at Gowan. I think it's this track which just must reignite this his horse's form figures, or it's just, you know, typical horses for courses kind of scenario with this individual. And he's not a bad price either this morning. He's around about 12-1. I think one or two bookmakers have completely missed him. So Badger Daly, although he doesn't look absolutely obvious, it wouldn't come as the biggest shock in the world if he was to race prominently and do what he's done on his last two visits to the track.
Badger Daly then to perform well at Goran Park once again. The 335 is race number 4 on the card. This is a mile maiden, and the market headed this morning by Schubert, who's 6-4, 100-30 for Aegis. Kitten Loves Roses is 4-1, 8-1 from 10s for Madruse, 10-1 for Don Vincenzo, 16s are bigger for the others. What do you make of Schubert here, Andy? Looking a little bit exposed now, having more attempts than probably would have wanted to get off the mark. Do you take him on here, or do you think this is a chance?
Yeah, he's certainly got a great chance. It's not a particularly strong maiden by any stretch of the imagination. I thought he did okay the last day behind Sardada Dakar Soli, who of course loves Dundalk, and he's a very, very difficult to pass, Joe Lyons' charge, on that artificial surface. And Schubert just kept on at the one pace to finish in second position behind him. He's got good form here at the track. He finished second behind Tony the Gent the time before. All in all, he's probably the one to beat, but because he is such a short price and there are one or two ifs and buts about him, I'll probably just take a chance that there might just be an improver in the midst here. And with the Kevin Prendergast team in good form, I do think Mardris has got half a chance here of improving significantly on what he did first time out. Now, he was very, very green and all over the place in the early part of that race that went the way of Rose de Pierre. That was at the Curra in the early part of May. But he really did gallop on quite strongly in the latter stages, to suggest that he'll improve both physically and, more important, mentally, for that run at the Irish headquarters. And like I say, I like the way he finished off his race, galloped all the way to the line. He's a big unit, this horse. And like I say, I just don't think he was quite ready for what was presented in front of him first time out. But hopefully he'll improve significantly on that particular performance. And he should be suited to the step-up-in trip as well. So Madrus, who's priced up right about the 7 or 8 to 1 mark this morning, gets the each-way vote to improve on that first run in the 335.
Madruce each way for Andy there. Then the fifth race on the card is the 405. This one is a handicap over the extended mile and 1 furlong. Qatari Hunter 5-2 into 13-8 at the top of the betting. Nice Vintage is 6-1. It's 9s for here for the crack. 12-1 for Zorba the Greek. R-Ed is 14s with Kubali and Yasud. 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. We have to start with Qatari Hunter here. Andy made a winning handicap debut at the Curra in eye-catching fashion, sweeping from last to first and winning with a bit in hand. So under the penalty here, of obvious interest?
Yeah, definite interest. He should really win again, to be honest. He's a beautiful horse. He really does cover a lot of ground. And given the right conditions, clearly a mile and a quarter and fastest ground, as we saw at the Curra on Saturday, he's very much an improving three-year-old colt, one worth keeping on the right side of. I mean, he broke my heart on that occasion because I really did fancy the runner-up Newsman from the Johnny Murta stable, who previously to that had finished second runner-up yet again in a strongly run race. And he decided to take the field along at a really good gallop on Saturday. He saw every single horse off one by one. And along comes this Qatari Hunter, literally jumps out the ground at the 2 furlong pole and sided him down with the effortless, in effortless fashion. Obviously, Jim Bolger, who was renowned for running horses very, very quickly back-to-back, isn't backwards in coming forwards here. He's decided to run this horse under a £5 penalty, running off his old mark. He seems incredibly well handicapped on the evidence of what we saw at the Curra on Saturday. And from a good draw as well, it makes sense to stick with him. He's obviously been very well whacked this morning, and hopefully he can justify that money in his direction. So Qatari Hunter also absolutely destroyed my decent bet on Newsman on Saturday. Is the automatic vote here in the 405.
Qatari Hunter then, the vote for Andy in the 405. The 435 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a handicap over the extended mile and 1 furlong. Phoebe's Dream is 4-1 at the top of the market, supported from fives as well this morning. 9-2, three majors. Zigzag 11-2, 6-1 for No Biggie. Ravens Hill attracting support as well, 10s into 7s. 10-1 for Kuchenhoff. Prairie Wind, another one to shorten, 16s into 10s and 14s or bigger for the rest. Did you mention you had a best bet on the card in this race, Andy?
Yeah, I did, yeah. The market's very much reacted in the way I see it as well. Phoebe's Dream, who I had a few quid on the other day at Fairy House, who caught the eye on that occasion, has been well punted here. No great surprise either, because not for the second time this filly has caught the eye. First of all, back in the later part of April, she managed to finish 6 of 16 behind Texas Radio, doing all her best work in the closing stages on that particular occasion. So I thought, well, she's definitely got to be worth persevering with. So I put her up again the other night. And once again, she almost run an identikit race with only one horse behind her turning for home. She charged home down the outside to finish 3 3/4 lengths behind Blair Main in a bit of a wild finish. The way she finished off her race and went through the line suggests that she's basically just been wasting her time running over 6-7 furlongs. It just basically isn't further enough for her. She obviously gets a trip really well and she needs further. And that's exactly what Connections have done here tonight. I've highlighted a nice little race for her. She obviously goes back to Garen, a track where she's run well before. And hopefully she can get herself into a better track position than she has been of late. She's certainly drawn to do so as well. She's drawn in stall one. So hopefully she won't be tailed off towards the back end of the field and giving herself a mountain to climb. And if she's, let's say, halfway up the field turning for home, we know that she's got the kind of finish in her legs to run this kind of field down. So Phoebe's Dream, the automatic choice in the 435.
Phoebe's Dream for Andy then in the 4.35. On to the final race of the day at Goran Park, the 5.05. We finish with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Fillies Maiden. It's over a mile and 1.5 furlongs. And Balika is the 4-6 favourite this morning. 3-1 for Remarkable Lady. Runmar, 8s into 6s. 12-1 for Madrigada and 16-1 our bigger prices for the others. What are your thoughts in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, well, there was a big eye-catching run for second time up here for Balika, who certainly wasn't given a hard race behind Stabber Companion, the well-backed Hazimir R at Nace the other day. Certainly one of the big notebook horses in that race. Didn't think that Lee Roach was overly strong on her, but he certainly educated in the latter stages once Stabber Companion had fled the nest. And I think she'll improve significantly for that run. She's certainly, like I say, certainly doing all her best work at the finish. This looks a decent enough opportunity for her to get off the mark. She looks as though she'll stay. She's by Cape Cross out of a Dalekani mare, so 7 furlongs round Nace when it's usually best to be off the front. Wouldn't have suited her. And it's a really, really weak race. It's a bit of money this morning for Runhar, so you know, you've got to respect that. But other than that, it doesn't look anything not within the capabilities of Balaika, so she's the choice in the final race.
Quick summary then, Andy, just before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Sure do. First race, hopefully it'll be a successful start to Joseph O'Brien's career with Justice Frederick in the first race. Second race, I'll go with Colour Blue, who ran really well behind Champagne Water here last time out. Badger Daly's a bit of a sneaky one in the 305, going back to the scene of his last two course and distance victories. In the 335, difficult old maiden race here, not that many decent quality on horses on show, but hopefully Mardrusa looked a nice horse on debut, will improve for that first run at the Curragh. In the 405, probably one of my strongest bets on the card would be Qatari Hunter, who scored in a good time in decent fashion only 2 days ago. My best bet on the card is Phoebe's Dream, who's definitely come under the microscope on its last two starts, including over this track. And in the final race, Dermot Wells' horse is obviously in spectacular form at the moment, and it could well be another win for the Master of Rosewell in the colours of Derby-winning horse Harzand in the shape of Balaika in the last.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Goran Park this afternoon.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.